But yeah, I was telling a story, but let's go into it. It was a dumb story.
No, tell me about the bots.
False start.
No, I was on a channel doing a test for a stream I have coming up next week. No one follows. I don't follow anyone. And as I'm live testing this extension out that we're using, I get like two of them. And I'm like, how?
Maybe you really need a new profile picture for your Twitch stream. You need new graphics.
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have the default.
It's like whatever. This much. I just spent about 3.5 weeks completely revamping our entire cold email marketing platform because they just implemented a lot of changes. Google just implemented a lot of changes to the way that email is. Can you guys even hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Are you? They're changing the way that email is done as a whole.
Talking.
And so the future is going to get crazy because all these programs are being made to automate themselves, leveraging ChatGPT. So things like those bots, they're all just going to become. It's going to get 10 times worse in the next year.
I'm ready for a robot overlord.
It's coming. I have a system now that has 20 domains in it, and it can tell when somebody has officially marked it as spam, and it just automatically takes it out and puts a whole new email address in there and has a never ending revolving door of brand new emails. It used to be that I had to do all this manually, and I just over the course of the last 3 weeks automated the entire thing. And it's like
and you're still doing this for the people who you're not gonna.
I'm gonna set this up for myself and just send feet pics to everybody.
Hey, I'm in on it, dude. You got the hobbit toes?
Paw pics.
You look like you'd have the hobbit toes.
Do cats have paws? Are those paws?
Toe beans.
They're toe beans, yeah. Call them by their Christian name, please. Thank you.
Yeah. By their Christian name?
Yeah, toe beans. Yeah,
that's a Christian name? What is that?
You never heard that joke before?
No.
Oh, it's like calling something stupid that's not really what it is.
Oh, okay.
That's like you call, yeah.
Whoa.
Call my Christian name.
Whoa. Shots like fired.
If you were to be mad at me and say Dominic Armigliano.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, we're in the South. In the South, that just meant you were about to get a whooping. So, yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. It's
gotcha.
Like, but like you could use it as like a satirical, like ironic. Yeah.
Like you, if you heard like somebody's full name, you were like, oh, shit. Yeah. He about to
so
get
like,
it.
Obvious. Yeah. And so it's just like that's the joke.
Gotcha. Okay. And yes, I am still doing it for the people that technically fired me and then asked me not to leave like 5 days later.
Well, hey, you know, you're still getting
more on that at the end of the pod. So if you want to hear about Chef's story, you can subscribe to us on Patreon. What's up, everybody?
Where you can find us.
Welcome to the Overachievers Gaming Podcast.
I am Patreon only, sorry.
Yes. Why not? I'm your host, Vash, joined as always by Ashley Pastrami and Chef Krondo. We are VR Troopers 3. Woo! Virtual reality. Never mind.
What the fuck was that?
That was a throwback, sorry. Remember when like Beetleborgs was out and there's VR
Beetleborgs.
Troopers?
Then, like, I don't remember Beetleborgs. I remember Animorphs.
Yeah.
Animorphs. Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to read the books, and then they made a really shitty TV show.
Yeah. Anyway,
you can find us on Instagram, OG.podcast, or Twitter's OverachieversP. Our website is OGpodcast.fm, where you get this episode and every episode where we talk about what we're playing, what we're looking forward to, and a little bit of gaming news. And I need more coffee while we do this because I just brought the entire pot town here because I don't.
Good night, dude. You know what's crazy? Since I quit drinking caffeine, you see how far my coffee is in here? I am buzzing right now. Like, I am so just like jazzed up.
Drug.
It is.
It is, dude. It's crazy. Like,
I fully admit that I have a caffeine dependency.
It took me.
You know, it's one of those drugs I'm fine with.
It took me a solid week before the headache stopped. And then it was okay. But now it's at the point where like some days I wake up and I want it. Like today, obviously I'm like, okay, we all woke up late. I'm going to sip a little coffee. Now I'm like, I feel like I'm going to like explode out of my chair.
It is a real addictive property.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
All it's doing, it's not giving you energy. It's just blocking the receptors that say you're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Right. Block it for me, baby.
Block it, bitch.
All day long.
Be that 330 pound offensive lineman that's just going to ride me to the Pro Bowl. Okay. That didn't make any sense.
I've been playing video games.
Speaking of,
why'd you guys both just get quiet and smirk and
the lineman that's riding you to the Super Bowl?
No, I'm.
So I've been playing.
Listen, I haven't had any coffee or weed in like a while. So, you know, let's.
You want to talk? How has that been going?
It sucks.
Oh, not playing video games, you mean?
No. Wait, I will tell you that smoking weed is like. It is what it is, but like. It's really like yesterday I signed up to a raid to play WoW with like my original crew.
Wait, WoW.
I just quit a lot of things I'm addicted to, man.
It's a rephrase.
Give me
terminology. Pause. The semantics. You pause. You're taking a break. Yeah.
Well, Wrath ends in 2 months and I got to be honest, like, okay, so I have officially like I don't think I'm gonna fully quit smoking weed. Look, I ended up in the hospital with an extraordinarily high blood pressure after MegaCon, and it was like a wake up call
all the e-chicks really got to make.
Yeah, man, they just got my feathers too ruffled up. You know what I'm saying? I saw too many cosplay. There were just too many beautiful women and nice butts that I couldn't do anything about.
That was it.
Because you can't, that's the thing.
Admire from a distance.
That's the thing about cons is like, oh man, like I remember I only give like one brief story, but like, yeah. I walk by this girl that was dressed up as Ahri and Jinx, right? And
what
I walk
as
League of Legends. Overwatch. No, League of Legends. Oh. So Ahri is like a
I know Overwatch characters.
Ahri is a she wears like a both of them wear very scantily clad clothing. But Ahri is like kind of like a fox girl.
Please where is this going?
No. It's not going anywhere bad. It was just like I have a thing with Ahri where like I play mid lane, and so like Ahri traditionally fucks up Malzahar, which is the character I main.
Fox chick?
Yeah, and this tall, beautiful Asian girl was dressed as her, and I walked past and I was just like, is that Ahri? And she's like, yes, it is, Summoner. And I was just like, can you please stop fucking up my mid lane? Like, I swear to God, like, those are my kinds of interactions when I went to MegaCon. It was like, I can't really like openly flirt with a girl that's like dressed half naked. It's like I feel they probably prefer those like whimsical interactions to guys being like, boobs. Yeah, so that's, you know, I had to like contain
interaction. Yeah,
I had to contain myself, you know, because like I had to be on best behavior. It's when you're around. And then there's also a lot of kids there, and you don't want to look like a clown in front of all the kids. You know, you got to put on, if you're going to be an older dude walking around there, you got to act like it. You know, you got to.
Can't be a clown. Yeah, never be a clown.
No. There were some, man, there were some amazing, dude, people really go like.
To go
above and beyond, cosplay, dude. Like crazy. The stormtroopers by far were my favorites, dude. Because so I was in the bathroom and
it's a crisp look. I think that's why they're so good. It's very crisp.
Also the voice modulator that they have to like sound like the stormtrooper. It's cool. So on point, yeah. Dude. But like I was literally in the stall in the bathroom, and like as I didn't want to smoke, I had my vape pen with me. I didn't want to like smoke in front of people, you know, because there's kids there again.
Yeah.
So I snuck in the bathroom. Bathroom to go hit the vape pen real quick, and like I'm standing in the stall and I'm like trying to like kind of like do one of these where I'm like like blowing out the smoke underneath my shirt, you know,
like blowing it in the toilet.
And I hear toxic clouds detected, please exit the stall. And there's two motherfucking stormtroopers standing there with their blasters like staring at me as I open the door, and I'm like dying laughing, coughing, like smoke's going everywhere, you know, like at this point it's not even a mystery. And they followed me out, and they like, my friend Sierra was with me, and they like escorted me to her, and they're like excuse me, can you please take the prisoner to the sobriety unit, please. Yeah. Like they were just like, it was just
That's great.
It really is, because like, you know, those are normal people. And like the fact that they, you know, no, they're not getting paid. It's just like the fact that they're just walking around fucking people, but in like a, in a very comical way,
whimsical way.
Yeah, dude, it was so, I couldn't get over it. I could not stop laughing about that. Like, I probably like,
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, I was just saying, I laughed for probably like a solid like 30 minutes after that. Like, I just could not, I couldn't get over it.
This wasn't an interaction I saw, but do you guys remember there was that meme from Luigi in Mario Kart where he like had like the death stare after he like,
oh, where, yeah, where he like throws the thing and it's just kind of like,
yeah, there was that hilarious person at like someone at like a con showed up like that.
Oh, like the pissed off Mario go-kart, or, oh yeah,
Luigi, and they brought a tiny little go-kart, which they're allowed to bring some out. Must have been like, it was definitely like New York Comic Con or something. And then they had like one of the plushy turtle shells.
Yeah.
And they were just going past and hitting people, and it killed me. It killed me. It was so funny.
That is probably
dedication.
The best part dedication. Of cons for me, because MegaCon's not a small con. I mean, there were 190,000 people in attendance. So I mean, it's not
called small con. It's called MegaCon.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. All right, everyone.
All right, I'm out. Good episode, peace. Yep. Good to see. I haven't seen you all in a month, but here we go. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's you know. But no, I don't know how big Comic-Con is. I can imagine it's probably larger, like maybe double that. But man, I already bought my ticket for next year. Like, I definitely can't wait to go back. And I had so many fun memories. Like, it's just funny how I had like the most euphoric best time of my life, and then I come back and it's like a day later I end up in the hospital. But it was a good wake up call for me. I've lost about like 15 pounds. I got to lose about 20 more, and so, you know, I've been not really sitting at my computer stoning out, munching on shit as much. It's just big, you know. It's good for you. You have a wake up call every once in a while, you know.
Yeah,
clean yourself up.
I gotta do the same soon. I got a jump rope. So
a jump rope?
Yeah, I'm excited to do jump rope. I used to love jump rope.
It's good for you, man.
I'm going to try, because I...
Bad for your knees, though. That's the only thing.
Well, that sucks for me, then.
But actually, okay. No. But here's the thing. No cardio is good for your knees.
Hold on. Before we start talking about video games, I have to ask Ashy. About the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight that's coming up. Okay.
What do you want to ask me? Do I care about it?
Do you think it's a mockery to the career of one of the greatest fighters of all time?
He doesn't give a fuck. He's getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about mockery.
So we all know that in reality, Mike Tyson should actually mop the floor with Jake Paul, right? So like, if
Mike Tyson's also like a 50 something year old.
Have you seen the training videos of him?
I've seen videos of him training, but like, he's still an old man. Like, that's the thing, is like, should he and could he? Almost certainly. Is Jake Paul? Well, OK, here's the backup. Is Jake Paul any good at boxing? Jake Paul is for who he is.
He's pretty good, right? He's
fine at boxing. Yes. Yeah. Like, he beat me up.
He'd beat the shit out of most people that talk smack about him. That's for sure.
Is Jake Paul doing any real boxing? No.
You mean he hasn't fought any real boxers?
He's fought one or two real boxers and did not do well.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a... Like,
I don't think he's going to get knocked out, but like, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. That's the thing, is it's all for show.
Yeah.
It's all like, it's pretty much just all, every fight he's ever had has been an exhibition, never been a real sanctioned, like, professional fight, because he's not fighting people in his weight class, in his experience, which these are all things that happen in boxing.
Yeah.
Boxing, like every other major sport, you fight people your age, your weight class, and your experience. He's not done any of those things yet. So he's just a YouTuber doing exhibition, and that's fine, whatever. Boxing was on its way out. It was a dying sport. Has he revitalized it a little bit? Sure. But it doesn't fucking matter.
Who, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
No, Jake Paul has revitalized boxing. The Paul brothers have most certainly given a breath into a dying sport. Mm. It's without a doubt. No one can deny any. If anyone denies that, they're fucking ding-dongs. But it doesn't matter. Boxing should die as a sport anyway. It's one of the most dangerous sports in the world, because you're just being punched in only two places the entire time.
your face and your ribs? Stomach. Yeah.
That's the only thing. It is, besides football, which I'm sorry, America, two sports that should probably be gone for the wayside, because they're just so fucking bad for the person doing it. But whatever. They'll never will. Even though boxing was on its way out, they'll never truly die. But yeah. So it's funny. It's just silly. It's just
football. I don't really give a shit. I mean, football, man, Speaking of football, I can't wait for NCAA 24 to come out this year. cannot wait. But
is that game?
Yeah. It's the college football
game.
Do they
have Madden games anymore? Is that done?
Madden's... Okay, so actually, so you should know this because probably like the second or third biggest streamer on Twitch and the guy that just won Streamer of the Year, they're like notorious for playing Madden games against each other right now. Sketch, who's really, really popular, he's a Madden streamer. And Jinxie is the guy that just won Gamer of the Year, and he's like Twitch's number one streamer. Him and Sketch have kind of become like really good friends, and they're doing a lot of content together, but they're playing Madden together, and it's fucking what you need to look up videos of Sketch playing Madden, because he's definitely a character. It's they're like watching two young versions of my friends and I talking endless amounts of shit to each other playing games. I love it. It's it reminds me a lot of like OG gaming, where like for me it was a lot of centered around like hype matches against your friends of just talking mad trash, you know, and hype moments of like last minute wins, and you're just like,
this dude streams Madden and got Streamer of the Year. I didn't watch
it. Jinxie got Streamer of the Year, and he streams Rainbow Six Siege, and he's like, I think
that's pretty crazy if they play Madden's straight.
So Sketch is a Madden streamer, and Jinxie was playing Madden with Sketch recently. But Sketch actually was just on Barstool. Like he's probably like up there as one of the big up and comers. But anyways, I was just talking about sports games. We were segueing to talk about video games.
Sports ball games.
You like sports ball. Shut up. You can't make fun of it like that.
I can make fun of it. Sports
ball.
You
love that shit.
He's gonna platinum NCAA 24 before I can.
I don't like sports games whatsoever.
Sports games? No, I can't play sports games.
I don't like sports ball games.
So what you guys been playing? Because I can tell you what I've been playing.
Dom, well, you kind of dived into something.
Hey.
No. Oh. Did he dive into hell?
Yes. I am but a humble servant for the cog that has managed democracy. I don't think I've had this much fun in a video game in a long time. I think it's
quite fun. I'll have to say.
February, March.
Yep.
And wow. The year's coming off strong for me in a video game. I mean, you know me. I've been having trouble in the last couple of years of finding a game that can concentrate on, that I can actually care about, that my attention to. Hell, that was just so... I think the reason I like it so much is just one of the silliest games I've ever played. It doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's good. Like, all those things in general. Like, for a team that's less than 100 people that is using an engine that is outdated...
Yeah, like, and it was a $40 game. That's the other thing that's big to me.
Like, what a game.
Yeah.
It is still tons of bugs, but they'll figure it out.
Is that a pun intended?
Yeah, well, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but it's
so good.
But here's the thing: like they're already pushing out another. I haven't been playing, but I have.
They just did a patch today. There's a new shit today that just came out.
Yeah. I haven't played in like yesterday, a week. Rather. So there's a mech now.
There's a mech. Yeah, it's. And the great thing, like, yeah. So okay, so for those that don't know, if you've been living under a video game rock, a game called Helldivers 2 came out, which hilariously enough, it is nothing like Helldivers 1.
No.
They should just call
it. Yeah, I heard Helldivers 1 was an entirely different like style of game.
Top down version.
Nice about it different.
It was like a Final Fantasy Tactics style game, right?
No, twin.
Oh, no. It was like Diablo, right?
No, twin stick shooter.
Okay. My friend of mine was like, a friend of mine referenced Diablo to it. I was like, huh?
It feels like that sometimes, yeah.
It's a game where you're in a squad of four. You don't really have classes, but like you can play different roles based on like your loadouts. Wait, what was that? Is that a cat?
Meow.
Hey, get out. Oh, you fucker.
Yeah, so wow. Helldivers. Okay, so funny enough.
The fun part about this is we talked about the last pod, and then I was like, hey, I'm going to go play this because I just downloaded it and I played it for a bunch. And then OSU was like, hey, Ashley, you should play this. And she's like, I don't want to play this. And then he was just like, yeah, this game's awesome.
These little bastards, man. There was something in the sink, and he already grabbed it and ran.
Cats.
Okay, what was I saying? Yeah, cats. Oh, yes. So there's not really classes, but you have different loadouts. And, like, you don't, no one really has, like, there's not, like, healers or, like, tanks and that shit. But, like, you can, like, get, like, different weapons and strategies based on, like, what the mission entails, right? So if I'm playing against on a mission that I know is, like, very heavy armor, I might bring a sentry gun that has, like, good anti-armor, a mortar, sentry, but shit like that. So you're it's a squad of four. You can do as many or little as you want up to four. You drop down to a game. The fucking music is just
gets
so,
me every time.
I will never get sick of it. It's so good. And so, yeah, you drop into a planet, either bugs or robots. They're adding more races soon. And you just have like missions due here and there. And it's just like it's third person. It is.
Or first. ADS.
Yeah, you could do first. I find the first person is actually kind of jarring for some reason. It's just too much happening. That first person is like, I think it's just too much.
I have to do it because you're not accurate otherwise. So
it needs accuracy when you're spraying, baby.
Spray and pray.
It's the whole game is spray and pray.
Pray and spray.
Pray and spray. And so, what the fuck, dude? Stop.
That's a way to end that sentence, yeah.
What the fuck, dude? You remember when we were trying not to cuss on this pod?
Yeah, remember when we were family friendly?
That's because we had more people listening that asked us to.
Yeah, and then we lost our entire listener base.
Well, you know,
no.
Proves that they just cared about Marvel Strike Force. They weren't true.
I actually downloaded Marvel Strike Force the other day.
Stop. But so, yeah, there's different missions. You're playing with four people. You call in. They're called stratagems, but it's like support from the ships that are above you.
How do you call them in?
It's a funny combination of doing arrows, like a little, it's like combos, which in the heat of the moment, when you have like 1,000 bugs or robots around you, it actually is kind of difficult because you're being shot to shit and you're just trying to like, be like, I gotta get, you know,
it's like the contra, trying to do the contra code while you're running.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Which I actually think is ingenious because you can have different stratagems with the one L button and then you just press the D-pad and it does the different things.
Oh, see, I'm doing it via my keyboard. So it's not like, yeah, arrow keys pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. So it's like you have to hold, like as you're running, it's hold L1 and then do the keypads. But like you get to memorizing him really quickly because of muscle memory. Yes.
Well, the reinforcement one is one I finally memorized. Everything else, it takes a second. But I think one of the coolest things though about the game, besides like everything about the game is cool. When you're on a planet and you're trying to like liberate the planet, all the other ships and shit you see happening are live interactions. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you're in space for the planet before you dropped and you see the other ships and you see them like firing lasers, you see hell drops dropping, that's other people playing on the planet. That is awesome. Like, I don't know why. Like, that is such a small thing. That is so cool to me. Like, it's all live liberation in the name of managed. Also, like, obviously, it's
in the
so
name of
funny.
Democracy.
Managed democracy. Sorry. It's very, very specific. But obviously, it's all like you can't. It's not supposed to be taken seriously. It is a very silly game. It is a game that is like very much in the same vein of satire, like Starship Troopers, which
I'm doing my part.
So funny, the fact that Starship Troopers just came out with a game not long ago.
Yeah.
It is a very fun game. I enjoyed playing it.
But it's not as good, somehow, right?
No. Well, this game plays on the trope better than that game does. There's just more content. Granted, I think the Starship Troopers game, I don't think it was made by anyone big either. You know what I mean? Like, oh wait, it is. I'm on the channel or the who makes it?
Some video company.
Yeah, it's also another small company. So it's not like they're going at a AAA like dev. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So like it's not like, but it is just hilarious that these people made a better Starship Trooper style game. What the hell's happening to him?
He's going into a hell dive right now.
Josh, you there?
What?
Oh, you were cutting out.
Me?
Yeah, you just went into the void. You went there was a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, I see it on the stream. Yeah, no, I'm here. I was reading the Twitch chat.
But yeah, the game is just super fun. I've been playing the shit out of it. I love everything about it. I do. One funny thing I think there is a note is like there's a couple guns and stratagems that are like inherently better than some other stuff. And so obviously the dev like nerfed them a little bit so people can play other stuff. And the internet fucking raged.
Yeah, the railgun specifically. I haven't played since
railgun, the breaker shotgun.
What?
Yeah, the Breaker, they just took down the ammo count on it.
Oh.
And that's fine, though.
Yeah, but, like, the problem with it is... fine. So I've been playing with a bunch of friends on, like, not Helldive, but the one after, like, the one before that, the difficulty that's before that. I forget the name of it. But it is... So it gets to a point where, like, you are just swarmed, yeah, quite literally, with bugs. And, like, even at that point, like, those are the only guns who could, like, really do anything. And so, like... No. Well, I'm saying at the time, because it was really, really hard to keep up with it. And you have like six chargers on you, two Bile Titans running after you. And like, how do you run and like accomplish the thing?
Throw a plasma grenade?
You could barely do it with the weapons that you had.
But so like, it's not like that level. And like, it's funny, the devs got shit on for this. Well, they shouldn't have trolled. Like they, you know, they could have if they want. They shouldn't have though. That's just bad marketing. But like, I get why they trolled. The get better trolls are really funny.
It was hilarious. Yeah, I mean I agree with the trolling, but at the same time I'm like, I'm just gonna play in a lower difficulty then.
Well, it's two things. One, they've said their end game should be hard as fuck. It should not be, and should not be. You should not be able to one shot a Battle Titan on difficulty like 9 or 8 or whatever. Like, you shouldn't, and that's what a railgun could have done.
Oh yeah, like, but it's very specific. Like,
sure, but like, it shouldn't happen though. Right, like that is a boss in a way. Even when you have a couple of them, like it shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, when you have three of them spitting at you, and you're like trying to extract, you're like,
yeah, fuck. It sucks, you know. Like, it's the hardest. It's like the second. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Also, like, it is not a serious competitive game at this. Also, so like that aspect of it is like. There are those people that are like bugging the fuck out. It's like, shut up. It is a very silly game. Like, it's not like competitive. Like it shouldn't, you shouldn't be doing the things you're doing the way you're doing them. And especially the way people were farming stuff too, just to get like insane XP and credits and all that shit. Like, that shouldn't be here. Just you're dropping
killing. Credits cap at a certain point anyway. So that's
sure. Matter. But to make it eat, like people were just loading in on the defend one with rail guns and mortars and finishing it in seconds. Not yeah. Literally, I'm being dramatic,
yeah, no.
But like, and just getting max and then bouncing. And it's like, you shouldn't do that. That shouldn't be how the game is, you know? Like, so like, yeah, sure. Like, does it make those things that were hard harder? Yes. But like, I don't know. That's the
beauty of it.
That's the fucking game.
Yeah. So, yeah. It is fun. I highly recommend. If you haven't checked it out, I've definitely.
I'm playing it constantly. I'm going to play it right after this.
I'll play with you. What level are you right now?
16. I'm pretty low.
Yeah, I'm like 22, I think, like yeah, that.
Because I've been playing on 6 difficulty, whatever that one is.
I'll hop on with you because it's cool. Fun. I like the fact that you can just do the friend code and you can play on PC or on PlayStation.
Kind of whacked that it's not an Xbox yet, but
well, I'm it's sure because
it will be. It will be soon enough.
It was probably an exclusive that PlayStation paid for. So yeah, I guess.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to trying it out.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll just say, apparently PlayStation offered to buy the dev studio out. They said no.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked up the game.
Nice.
It's quite fun.
I haven't played it yet.
Stuff around the house today, but after that, I'm definitely. Yeah. I might play for a little bit, but I've definitely enjoyed playing that game.
It's fun as fuck.
Yo, when is? I'm not trying to skip out on what you guys are playing, but like, where is the Division game? Remind me of when the mobile Division.
It was supposed to come out in March, but I think it got pushed back to June.
I'm like looking forward to playing something mobile oriented that's new.
Yeah, so I'll get into that because I've been just tying back into a bunch of stuff. But yeah. But yeah, anything else you've been playing, Dom, or is it just that
Warhammer 40,000? You guys hear of it?
Yeah, no, haven't heard of it. Have you? You should stream the Helldivers. It's fun. It's a fun game to watch stream. People stream.
I think I mean, maybe I will. I haven't streamed in a bit. Maybe I will.
It's definitely fun. I would recommend it. It's a good time for sure. Josh, what are you playing?
What am I playing? Oh man, I have sank about 56 hours into Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Oh, okay.
And
I was nervous about to say I sank 52 hours into Marvel Strikers.
No, I downloaded it, opened it, looked at it, and was like, fuck this, and I deleted it. But
I have access to my old account, which is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loaded it up and I looked at what I had and I was just like, yeah, it's good times, like, you know? There's no way I'm going to try to get into it now. But I mean, it was just, you know, it was fun to look at what I had and remember, like, you know, like at the time I had to like grind all day to get Ultron. I did like a 12-hour stream to get Ultron in one day. Just fun stuff like that. But anyways, what am I playing? I'm playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. It would be a 9 or a 10 if they didn't make every fucking thing a minigame. I swear to God, dude. Like, there's a point where, like, I don't know, man. Like the ones in the Golden Saucer are awesome. The Fort Condor is pretty cool. Okay, spoiler alert. I'm not going to give any specifics, but the ones in Fort Condor are really cool. I really like Queen's Blood, the card game, which I'm sure you've played.
Queen's Blood is fun.
Queen's Blood is like a spin on...
It's essentially like Final Fantasy's version of Gwent.
It's kind of like... Final Fantasy has a card game called Triple Triad that came out in Final Fantasy VIII. And in Final Fantasy XIV, the online game, they at one point released the Golden Saucer, and Triple Triad in that is huge, right? Like, people got really into it. So when Trondo and I, my best friend, like when we got into the Final Fantasy XIV Golden Saucer, we spent a stupid amount of time purely on that. Like, we weren't even playing the actual game. We were just playing the Triple Triad. So anyways, Queen's Blood in the game is very cool. I like how they actually made it part of, like, you have to play Queen's Blood. Like, you can't get around it. And that's cool.
That sounds like a sick band name or song.
Yeah, I know, right? This next Queen's Blood. Gotta play the card. So anyways.
He did not like that.
It's like.
Not like that.
Then there's like. I don't want to give anything away, but like last night I hit this point where it's like I got into a reactor where you're supposed to do something and it's like another fucking mini game. I'm like, God bless it, dude. Like, why?
And I'm doing the Chocobo stuff. I was just like, I don't care. It's just not fun.
It's just too many mini games, man. The piano shit can lick my ball sack for number one. Like, I actually fucking hate the piano shit. And whoever designed it literally likes to get punched in the nuts or the ovaries, one or the other. I don't know who it is, or if you're non-binary, whatever hurts you, you get punched in it on a daily because you fucking suck. The piano shit.
That's pretty visible of you, yeah. Josh. Look at you. You're hanging out with us too long. You're becoming a good boy.
So anyways, the piano shit, literally die in a fire, whoever you are. But the Fort Condor shit is basically like, which I don't know if any of you remember in the original game, Fort Condor was a point where you come and you have to do this like there's these like toy soldiers and you got to kind of do this like lane combat thing, like tower defense. Yeah. Well, in this one, it's like a real like Warcraft Rumble or Clash Royale kind of thing. And it's really cool. But it's very, like, the hard mode version of it is disgustingly hard. No pun intended. It's just fucking infuriating. But, strangely enough, I began to like the combat system, even though I traditionally hate these kinds of combat systems. And I have concluded that the game is 75% minigames, 20% story, and 5% combat. Because anything that I begin to like in one of these games, these asshole pricks out there have to like write it out of the game and add all the shit that pisses me off. So, but all jokes aside, the storyline's badass. I love how they've taken a lot of stuff that's like a little minuscule, and they've added a lot of, like, there's moments with Zack. You get to play Sephiroth at the beginning of the game, which was fun as shit, dude. Like, it was so cool. It's like playing a samurai in Elden Ring, but on crack, and without the punishing brutality of knowing that if you get hit twice, you're dead. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I definitely, the only thing I have to say is, please God, next time, like in whatever the final chapter is, like, everything doesn't have to be a mini game. Like, if I want to scratch my ass, it doesn't need to be turned into a mini game. Okay, guys, like, seriously,
it's not a great mini game.
Dude, they would find a way to make it into one. They would find a way. Just trust me. It's they've found a way to fucking turn everything. Anyways, The Chocobo Racing is actually kind of like a little bit like Mario Kart-ish. Like they changed everything about. The Golden Saucer itself, I had a absolute. I'm not even done with it. I did the first round of it two nights ago, and it was a lot of fun. Again, the story for me is definitely the best part. Like without a doubt. I mean, they killed it with the story. I'm confused as shit at certain points because, you know, Cloud is more or less stealing Zack's identity, but Zack is in there, which in the original Zack was nowhere ever to be found. So they're like kind of giving a lot. They're tipping the hat to a lot of little Easter eggs and things that weren't in the originals or were not in the original game. And they're elaborating it on a much deeper level without destroying the integrity of the storyline, you know, and that is what I think is really cool is that they've managed to somehow just make the story even better, you know, and like at the beginning of the game, and this isn't a spoiler because it's part of the demo, but at the beginning when you're in Nibelheim and you basically go to this reactor and Sephiroth discovers that he is created of by Mako essentially, which Mako is like the lifeblood of the earth. And Mako is what makes, that's how they power the soldiers. That's how they create materia. So that's like the magic of the world that Final Fantasy VII is curated in. And, Sephiroth discovers that he is Mako. He's made of Mako, and he goes crazy and then goes into the Shinra mansion and goes in the basement and starts reading all these books, historical books about his mother, Genova. And again, this isn't a spoiler. These are all things that are, this is in like the first 20, 30 minutes of the game. But the way that they presented all of it and had the music in the background, like it definitely took me back to when I was like 10 years old watching this for the first time, and I really liked that. Like I thought it was
hey,
curated very well, and I don't know. I'm enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would, because I really hated the first Final Fantasy VII remake, but I guess they've somehow made this one a little bit better. I don't know how to like put it into words, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
This is specifically made for the PS5, right? They did not add it for. They did not make it for the PS4.
Yeah,
PS4
and dude, right? It is because beautiful.
It is a beautiful game. My only, so I've been playing it. I'm like, for some reason, the game says I'm like 66 hours into it, which I'm definitely not.
You probably left it open or something.
I don't think so, but because I'm pretty good.
At it. Let's be honest. We already know that you're trying to platinum the game before me, and you don't want to tell anybody about it.
On the home screen, it says I only have like 8 hours played.
Yeah,
but the game itself says my saves. Whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But
maybe it carried your old save over from the first remake.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. Either way, the interesting thing there is that I've been playing it. I've been enjoying it. The chocobo, like getting on the chocobos. I'm essentially just got past the swap lands, so I'm not that
early. Okay, yeah.
Pretty early. I have the Assassin's Creed syndrome where like I have to clear the whole map before I move on to the next area.
And they make you. Well, I mean, it's not that they make you, but you being the trophy hunter, you have to. Like you're not going to want to go back and do it later.
Yeah, there's a couple things where like some of the combat stuff, I'm just like, you know what, I don't want to just finish all this. I'll come back later when I'm stronger.
Sure. Yeah.
I also found it took me a long time to figure out how to change party members, because it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, right.
Because you have to actually go. It's not in the party menu where you would think.
I'll tell you right now, Yuffie is fucking OP, dude. Like when you figure out how to play, when you get her and you figure out how to play her, she's disgusting. She's probably the easiest, the highest damage dealer in the game. Like it's insane how much damage she can do. But anyways, continue. That's sorry, rad. I interrupted you.
No, it's all good. I haven't figured out. So it took me a while. It's in like the combat scenarios where like you can actually.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can switch between different party members quickly, or like you have three different presets of parties that you can do.
Yeah. The other thing that's cool is when you're in the open world, like they're actually running around with you. You're not just three people running around
with you sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's actually sick as shit. Is they act, because that's one thing that's always bothered me about. Well, not bothered me, but you know, it's like you have all these party members, but where the fuck are they? They're just like out in the middle. They're hiding, you know, in the bushes or something. But in this one, it's kind of funny because they are literally like in the background. They're like way far away, and you can see Barrett like standing way in the distance with his gun, like shooting stuff, even though he's not really shooting anything. I just like that they did that. That was a little nuance that I thought was really cool.
Yeah, and so my team that I'm playing with right now is like Cloud, Barret, and Aerith right now, mainly because I think I found that the Barret. Or actually, sorry, I'm in the where am I? I'm in the caves, and so I just fought Rude. I shouldn't actually give too many spoilers away, but I just fought the what's that? Those team, the Turks again. So not too far, but the game itself is pretty interesting. I agree. There's too many fucking mini games.
You haven't even scratched the surface of it, dog. Like you're not even. It gets once you get to like the midway point, you're gonna be like, just when will it end? Fuck. It's just so fucking infuriating, man.
When will the pain end?
I thought I was done with new mini games at the end of the Golden Saucer, and then they're like, oh hey, here's this other one with Cloud, and then oh here's this Cactor mini bash with Yuffie, and I just can't do it. And I got so frustrated last night, I just put the controller down and walked away. I was like, I'm over it. Yeah, I'm just over it. I didn't throw it. It's too expensive. $75 controller, I'm not throwing it.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. It's the game is gorgeous, like you said. The story's pretty rad, and
Wait till you get to the broken down Shinra reactor, and there's a specific cutscene you'll see that was just like, oh my god, this is so cool. But man, it's definitely I know I'm like near the end, and if you've played Final Fantasy VII, you know where I'm about to come up on, and I'm like kind of it's going to be a pretty
wait, you're near the end of the game already?
I would assume so, yeah, because like I just finished the area where Barret reunions with Dine, and then you go back to the Golden Saucer, and then you have to go to the, I don't remember where the next area is, but that's where you end up seeing Sephiroth again, and if you know, you know what happens then. But yeah, that's where the game, that chapter is going to be the end of this.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear if that is indeed the where it ends. So,
well, no, it is. They've said that it ends at that. Like, I don't want to say it out loud for anybody. That's like, because I know there are people that have not played the original that are playing this, and I would definitely not want to spoil the ending of this one, because it's going to drop on a pretty fucking mind blowing moment if you've not played the game before. But because like Charlie, I mean Ashley has like no idea, but man, it's
I'm just chilling.
Like 10-year-old Josh, when it happened, my jaw hit the fucking floor and I couldn't even believe it. Like, it's. I'll tell you afterwards because you're never going to play the game. But like, man, it is. I can't wait to see how they do it.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see the outcome of that. So
yeah,
but no, because it's talking about good stories. It's like fun. Like the reason why Final Fantasy VII is like one of the all time best is because of the storyline is so good.
And
I can even agree. Like I would probably care about. I like think the games are story. The stories have always been great. I just don't. The gameplay isn't for me. Like the only Final Fantasy game I ever played was 10.
I don't know. You might like the gameplay of this one. Have you seen the remakes? Well, they're not turn based RPGs.
No, they're not. They're
action. They're 100% action based. So there's no. I mean, like you can put it almost. Yeah, you can put it in classic mode, but like, I didn't revert to that. I mean, I play it in the regular standard combat mode, and I mean, you're like going in and mashing buttons. I mean, you can't really mash, but you can and you can't mash buttons. There's definitely a very specific way to defeat every enemy you encounter, and you have to like use the assess materia to understand what their elemental weaknesses are or what's going to push them into a pressured state. And then once they're in the pressured state, you can beat the shit out of them and push them into staggered. And then when they're staggered, I think you do like 130% more damage, or you do more damage than they're frozen. And it also boosts your limit bar up. So you just beat ass at that point. But I mean, there's definitely like some of the ironically, the boss fights are not extremely difficult, but some of the open world tech challenges you have to do against the enemies are harder than the boss fights. I don't understand why, but I've one-shot every boss I've encountered so far, and there are definitely some like standard fights where because when you're doing the tech missions, you have to put them in a pressured state, then you have to put them in a staggered, and some
beat them in like a minute and a half.
Yeah, and some of them I struggled with, but there's like I said, there's a gimmick behind beating every one of them. So the Punisher mode is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I use Barrett's one of his bullet things, like essentially gives you like.
It boosts the stack. His bullets cause more stagger.
Yeah, that's super OP.
Yeah. So I've been running. I was running Cloud, Aerith, Red 13, but then once I discovered how to play Yuffie, I've been playing Yuffie, Aerith, Cloud, and I actually play Yuffie instead. But
is she melee or is she magic?
Both. She's like a hybrid. Right. She can throw her ninja star and then start to do ninjutsu skills from her range, and then she has inherently like some of the higher magical abilities or magic damage. So
I think I'll probably do Yuffie, Barrett, Aerith.
Yeah, I got Kate, and like I haven't even used them yet. Like I just got him, but I don't know. Like it's just I'm so into like how like Yuffie just fucking beats ass, dude. So I'm like I haven't tried it, but. Anyways, that's enough Final Fantasy VII talk. The other game I was playing, so hear me out, okay? Before I was playing Final Fantasy, I started up a Elden Ring run, and I'm playing. They did announce the DLC, and I never, right? And I never beat the OG version. I gave up because I was a bitch, and I got upset when Charlie platinumed the game before I could even fucking. Scrap. Now, I was like monster addicted to World of Warcraft. I think that was like right when Uldor dropped, and I was just like balls deep in it. Anyways, I'm doing a magic only run, and it is so much fun. I was having a lot of fun with it.
Magic only.
Yeah, it's so much different because like when you're the same. Like I played the first run as a samurai because the katana is just fucking OP as shit, and. I remember you like some bosses you could just, you know, and then run away and just beat their ass real quick, you know, but with the caster, you have to definitely like kite the monsters around a lot more, you know, and kind of like play strategically a lot differently. And you definitely have more incentive to go exploring because you need to get all of the spells in the game. Well, I mean, if you want to. Actually be good at it, you have to get all like there's a bunch of like hidden spells and some spells just absolutely shred bosses, but the reason I got inspired to do it is because that guy Distortion 2, he's a very well-known speedrunner, he's been doing these Elden Ring runs where like he can only use one spell per boss, and he does all 165 bosses in the game. And then the other one he did is he only would use the summons and the Ashes of Wake or something like that. But he did these just like crazy restriction runs, and watching him do it was like, man, I got to get back into this game. And I'm super glad I did because I forgot how much I really like love Soulsborne games. And I'm pretty excited to. That's when I beat Rebirth, I'm going to go back and start getting into that because I'm pretty excited to try out the DLC when it comes. I mean, it's like a $40-$50 DLC. There's supposedly supposed to be like quite a bit of content. Yeah,
it's a whole
in it.
New. From what I didn't look into it much, but I will definitely play it. It's a whole new section of the map.
Yeah,
like it's a pretty big DLC for
it. Really,
it could almost be the new game.
It really, like when I was playing it, I was just thinking to myself, like, this really was like the game of the year. Like this game was is the shit. It came out, what, in 2023 or was it 2022? Yeah. It still holds up like right now as a phenomenal game. Like there's so many times I can play older games and be like, oh, this feels a little dated. A game does not feel even remotely dated at all.
Yeah, if anything, I got better because of just putting in the
lots of patches,
patches, updates, etc.
Yeah,
yeah.
Magic is fun, man.
Yeah, I'll have to try it. There was a spot in Elden Ring where like you could AFK farm souls.
I know you're talking about. It's cheap.
I never went and did it, but I thought like because I started a new run like when I learned that I'm like I don't want to like go back to my anyway. It was fun, so. Definitely a fun game. I definitely will play it again. That was probably one of the hardest platinums I've ever done. So. But anyway.
What were you about to say, Ashy?
Oh, I just say like a game can last forever if you support it still. Like, it doesn't matter what it was built on. Like, doesn't matter, like, when it came out.
The Division 2?
Supporting it. I can't believe that is a game I can't believe people are still playing, though. Like, Division 2 was just so much whacker compared to fucking Division 1.
One more game I'm not playing it yet, but I am going to try it out, is I don't know if it's come out yet or if it's, I think it's the 12th, but AFK Journey on mobile is coming out, and it's basically, it's done by the people that did AFK Arena, and it's going to be like a variant. It's a different version of the game. I think it's going to be more like the open world, probably more like their version of a Black Desert Online or something like that, to that effect.
Okay.
Because okay. I think it's more like you control the characters, but I'm not sure because it's an AFK game. So they're going to be, I like the IP. I really enjoyed AFK Arena for a while. I mean, it's just,
yeah, I played it for a while until it got to the point where like, it was very clear you had to spend a bunch of money.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to casually, I mean, it's drop. I don't know when it's dropping. I think it's,
what's it called? AFK Journey.
AFK Journey is what it's called. But it looks really cool, and I'm excited to try it out. But those are the main three I've been playing. So since I quit smoking, I've been like adamant about trying to.
Oh, I have it pre-ordered. My
same. Is it the 12th of the drops?
March 27th.
27th. Okay. Anyways.
Oh yeah, this looks super sick.
Couple weeks away. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try it out. I know if you're a fan of the AFK IP, it's gonna be a very fun game to try out.
I played it when it first came out, and like I never really got it. I think I played that before I played Marvel Strike Force.
So. Right. Mm. Yeah, Hooch. I remember Hooch and I bonded on that one because I thought it was just a phenomenal game at the time, and I think I played it for like a solid two years. But as it is, I'm actually still playing Watchers of Realms, and I am extremely enjoying it. I don't know why, but I keep getting like really good legendary characters, and it's making the game just a lot of fun. I think they do
figure. You get the good characters, it makes it fun.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't know what that's like in Marvel Strike Force because that game dicked me in more ways than.
They wanted you to pay to get the good characters. What they want?
I did pay, man, but not. I mean, I will admit that I've probably spent like 150. $200 on Watcher, and
it's not so bad.
It's actually really funny because they put these events in there where you know it's like the leaderboard event for running a stage so many times or whatever. And I have most definitely, I know there's probably a couple people out there that absolutely hate me because it shows the flag of the country that you're from, and the events end at like 1 a.m. where we are, and I've most definitely the last 3 times sniped it away from these people. Like I'm talking with like 5 minutes left in the event, like I'll just sneak up because I know they're just like, it's like in a country where it's like they're definitely asleep right now, and I use it to my advantage by like sandbagging my energy and like waiting to the last 2 hours of the event, and I'm just like balls in, like let me just floor it, and I've been like stealing first place in these global events from people, and it's like really I find it fucking hilarious. I know they're probably livid angry. I would be if I were them, but it's fun that I get to be that guy, even though you know I usually hate that guy, but
now you are that guy.
I am, yeah, because
you become your own worst enemy.
There's like a trophy, and it gives you like a free legendary if you win first place 10 times, and I'm at 8 out of 10 right now, so the next two that pop up, you know your boy is going to be. I definitely have been buying like extra energy to like just obliterate people in these things, and I usually don't do that.
That's how I get you.
But hey, man, that $5 bundle, man, you know, it has paid itself in dividends, man. Hey, the $4.99 bundles, they know how to get me. I always said this in Marvel Strike Force. Quit fucking pumping out $50, $80, $100 offers and give me the $5 offer. And they never would. But this game, they know how to get me. They just know. They listened. They went to twitch.tv/OG podcast. And they were like, oh, this guy's Chef Kronda. He knows what he's talking about. He's a consumer and he's saying he wants to spend money. Let's just give him a way to spend his money. And then rocket science, go figure. I spend my money. It's just fucking.
What is that quote from ye old days? A fool and his mummy are soon separated or something like that.
What'd you say?
It's like that. There's like a quote from like Benjamin Franklin or some shit like that. It's like a fool and his money are soon separated.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I'm a fool. I foolishly spend my money in several ways. I'm a Pokemon card collector. Ashley can know what I'm talking about because he doesn't collect, but he plays Warhammer, and Warhammer and Pokemon card collecting are like cut from the same cloth of degenerate spending. So
half dozen the other. Yeah.
He says truly. He didn't even
wrong.
He's not even arguing. He said truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
Yeah. Like, I need that new army, dog. Like, I mean, it's not even a question. Yeah,
I'm trying to. I've been playing all those same games you guys are playing. I just got into, The Last Epoch, which is like on.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like an ARPG on Steam. I got like a Steam gift card for Christmas. I didn't know what to use it on. It was like $25 because it was on sale recently. So I picked it up and it kind of plays on the Steam Deck. I played it for like a half an hour yesterday. I didn't really get a chance to like dive into it. But it got me like wanting to play ARPGs again because Diablo 4 sucks balls. And I was just like, I really just want Diablo 4 to be good. And it's just like, it's just hasn't been scratching the itch. So yeah. I'm playing that. I'm back to playing Torchlight Infinite because I really wanted just an ARPG on my phone, and the game's super fun, and I'm just playing casually. I mean, I just get pop-up ads all the time. Well, actually, no, you don't get pop-up ads on Torchlight, but they're just like in your face about spending, and like, I'm just getting tired of like, hey, spend money, and it's just like, I don't want to spend money. I just want to play the game. Like, but they just had a new, apparently they had seasons come out where like you can have like get new characters, new classes from playing the season. So I was like, you know, I'll play it for a little bit. It's fine. And I've been playing. So I'm looking for the Division game, but I don't know when that's coming out. But also what's coming out in like March 22nd, so in 2 weeks, is Call of Duty Warzone on mobile.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. How about I talk about the Warhammer Call of Duty shit?
Yeah, what Warhammer Call of Duty shit?
They have like
Warhammer
characters and skins in Call of Duty right now. It's really silly.
Why?
Because
there's some kind of collaboration.
It's money.
Huh. Money. Yeah. Right.
I mean, truly, like there's some kind of collaboration between Games Workshop and
Activision Blizzard.
Activision. Yeah. Why? No idea. But yeah.
No one can tell you. But yeah, the idea is that I will probably play it. I'm not going to be as like into it because like you need to, you know, it's a battle royale. So it's like you have to have 15 or 20 minutes or half an hour of dedicated time to play it. I just don't have that at the time. I need games that I can pause right now. So I just don't have those. And that's why like I love playing Helldivers, but like I can't get into it because there is no, you cannot pause those missions. And they're like 40 minutes a mission.
So that's why like when I'm playing that game, I just like rush to the objectives, and if my teammate is doing, they're just like, if I'm playing with randos, that is, and they're just doing stupid shit, I'm just going to the objectives and like waiting for them to come. I get it finished, and then we go to the next. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But still, I've been finding the average is about 20 minutes. I find like of course, like the actual mission time is about 40, but like I feel like that's not usually.
Yeah, happening. I say like 25, 30 minutes is probably good because I when I play with my friends, we do everything as much as we can, try to get the maximum. Like we try to go for like the pinks and purples for the samples as well as other stuff. So it's a whole thing, and I've been enjoying it because it's like allowed me to connect with people I haven't played with in a long time, which has been great.
Yeah, yeah, but for sure.
Anyway, yeah, I'm just like I'm biding my time on a bunch of stuff. I'm kind of like. Didn't really play POW World all that much. I tried it.
I couldn't do it.
I got into it a little bit, and I'm just
I couldn't do it.
I can't.
No, thank you.
I mean, it looks fun, but...
oh, my God.
I couldn't do it.
Sorry.
I'm very, very curious to play Last Epoch. I'm going to play it a bunch and see what I can get into. I guess it looks, like, super cool. I'm playing a Necromancer out the gate, so...
POW World looked, like, extremely fun, but I feel like... Two things for me. Number one, you'd have to spend you had to spend a ton of time playing it. And that was like, I truthfully just don't want to sink that kind of time into a game right now. Although I'm sitting here talking about fucking spending 56 hours in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but it's a Final Fantasy game. Like that's Final Fantasy VII is literally my favorite game of all time. So
there's no big story in POW World. That's the thing.
So number two, it's all about who you play with. I feel like if you have a group of friends that are playing it, then it's going to be a good game. Much like Helldivers. Like Helldivers is a great game, right? But I'm sure that you guys enjoy it more when you're, well, maybe not. I don't know if Ashley's been cooking up with friends and playing it or not, because I also play solo too. I feel like it's definitely got to be better when you're playing with your boys. You know what I mean? Like it's always going to be better just because, like, you know, somebody messes up and you're like, oh, dude, Charlie, what the fuck? I don't know. It's just like there's always like moments where it's like a little bit more hype when you're with your boys. But Power World, I will say this much. If it were a licensed Pokemon game, I think I would have been more into it, because then there's like a bit of nostalgia and a bit of a storyline behind it, and like I could get behind it. But this is purely just, I mean, it is what it is. It was a pure ripoff of the Pokemon IP, spun a different way, and it was a great game. It's a great game. Like, people love it. Yeah. I have friends that are still like absolutely addicted to it. But yeah, it's just like it. They were people that were hooked on WoW, and they spend the same amount of time that they were playing WoW on that now. So it's like, it wasn't into it. It's just, you know, it's just a different fix.
There's definitely an audience for it. I the amount of time we put into Valheim, and I know what it takes to do that sort of stuff now. Yeah. Like, I just don't, I can see the same signs for it. And I love Valheim. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But Valheim probably is more your style than this, right?
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's similar, but not really. And like, at the same time, I'm like, I know what it's going to take to do all this stuff. And I just
don't want to do it.
I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no trophies. Why would I do it?
Yeah.
Now, if it comes to PS5, that's a different story. I don't play them. Sure.
Yeah, I was just reading the list of games that just dropped, and I didn't even realize that Star Wars Dark Forces Remaster dropped. I am 100% going to be picking that up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably in yet. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that it dropped.
Been busy.
Yeah, like I'm so hyped that I just read that, because the original
Battlefront upgrade. Did you see that? The OG Battlefront.
That is dropped. So funny. Isn't that crazy?
No.
Yeah, so they remastered. They didn't remake it. They remastered Star Wars Battlefront, the OG one from PS2.
It's a great game.
With 60.
Oh, it comes out on the 14th. Players. Yeah, it comes out on the 14th.
Yeah, so in
Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. Yeah, I will probably pick that up.
I loved that game.
Yeah,
it's great.
I think I played that game more than I've ever played like Battlefield 1942, which I spent a lot of time in Battlefield, so because I was competitive in Battlefield.
The other one that I'm definitely it's the next game I'm going to purchase that I'm interested in playing is Unicorn Overlord, the one that Stan just did his 24-hour stream for.
Oh yeah,
I know it's a very silly name, but it is definitely a very polished and. The game looks cool, very cool, but it's like Final Fantasy Tactics or Tactics Ogre. What are some other games you can reference? I don't know. It's just RPG strategy kind of game where you know you have the tiles and you can level up different classes. But I was watching Stan play it. For me, it's right up my alley. So you know, it's definitely something I'm interested in playing.
It's a free demo. I'll try it out.
I tried it out. It's definitely if you like those kinds of games, it's probably the most polished version of one that we've seen. In I think Triangle Strategy was the last one I played that was really, I didn't beat the game, but I bought, of course, my dumbass bought it and played it for like, you know, 5 hours and then forgot about it because I'm a World of Warcraft addict. But I'm definitely going to be picking this one up. Pretty excited about that, actually, because I watched him play it the other day and he was loving it. I mean, he was going off for hours. I did a whole 24-hour stream with it.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm just looking at the different games coming out.
Hop to do some stuff around the house, but thanks everybody.
This man be choresin.
Yeah, I got to do some choresin. So anyway, thanks everyone for coming out. Dom, if you play Helldivers later, text me. I will hop on and try to play.
Sounds good.
Anyway, you can all find us at twitch.tv/OGpodcast when we do these live, as well as our Instagram at OG.podcast. Our Twitter's OverachieversP. Our website's OGpodcast.fm, where you get this episode and every episode where we talk about what we're playing, what we're looking forward to, and a little bit of gaming news. And then if you want, we just say, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the podcast, but thank you very much to our two Patreon supporters, OSUBD and Lyle777. Without you, we could not do this podcast, so thank you very much. If you want to be a part of the OG Podcast Patreon, you can patreon.com/OGpod. We'll get you to that, and maybe we'll do a little quick thing for the team For that. So we're gonna we should do like some more OG chats and really.
Yeah, that's my stuff, so. That's my goal this year. I need to replace Podhead time with more time with the boys.
Podhead time.
Oh man. Fuck, he's on with the puns today, dude. He's been on with the puns today, dude. He's leveling up his dad game, man. He is
dad jokes. Woo. So anyway,
I hate it.
That was so good.
Anyway, thanks all for coming out. We'll catch you all later. Peace.